Where you're on KSOM, and we're talking high school athletics. As we know, conference realignment is a subject this summer. As Ikan Manning here this week voted to join Audubon in leaving the Western Iowa Conference and going to the Rolling Valley Conference. And joining us now is the athletic director at Ikan Manning, Corey McCarville, here on KSOM. And Corey, really appreciate your time. And talk a little bit about this decision. What prompted your school to make the decision to accept the invitation to the Rolling Valley?
Well, you know, there's a lot of factors that went into it. You know, we've always been extremely happy with, the Western Iowa Conference. You know, there's no ill will there at all. Those are fantastic schools, and they're filled with fantastic people. And, you know, we're going to wish them luck, and I believe that we'll have a working relationship with those schools moving forward. But, you know, it's just a lot of it. There's a lot of pros and cons in the decision that went into it, and we had a lot of discussion with the school board. We had a lot of discussion with our coaches and some members of our community and our staff. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of it was just logistics. With Audubon making the decision last week to leave, they are by far our closest conference opponent. Now, with Audubon being gone or leaving, our closest conference opponent would be either Avoca or Logan, which is still an hour from Manning. Our average trip in the Rolling Valley Conference would only, I think, be 27 miles. So, it's just a logistics thing. Those teams are just so much closer.
Yeah, one of the things I talked about with Sean Burks of Audubon was also rivalries. There's some rivals from Audubon and the Rolling Valley. What about from your standpoint? I mean, sometimes rivalries can be good for high school athletics. It generates a lot of interest in the sports. From a rivalry standpoint, do you see some good matchups with teams in the Rolling Valley?
Well, absolutely. We've continued to play a number of the teams in the Rolling Valley, which is, I think, part of the rationale for their level of interest in sending us the invite. You know, we've played Coon Rapids in, a variety of sports over the years. We've played Boyer Valley. We've played Exarcon-Kimbleton. We've played Glidden. We've played a lot of the teams that are already in the Rolling Valley Conference. So, I think it'll help our attendance, obviously. I think one of the other factors, that we had to take into consideration, other than just travel, is just overall, levels of interest. I think our dates hopefully will be a little bit better because people won't have to travel as far. So, there's just a lot of factors that go into it.
Do you think, how competitive do you feel like you have your school was in the WIC, and is it going to get maybe, you think that the competitiveness might be better in the Rolling Valley?
Well, we've competed in the WIC, we've had, we've won conference championships and different things in the last 6-7 years. I think we're going to be able to compete in the Rolling Valley, and I think we were able to compete in the Western Iowa Conference. One of the other things that I think is worth noting is anytime that you're in a conference, that in your perfect world, you want to be in the geographic center of it. And in the Rolling Valley, we are. And when I was first came AD, we were in the Western Valley Conference, which was, a school with Ida Grove and MVAO, COU, and a lot of those schools up north. And we were an outlier in the Western Iowa Conference. We're still kind of an outlier, but in the Rolling Valley Conference, we're in the geographic center. So, those are some of those factors that go into it.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you just make of all this, realignment? It seems like there's, Audubon is one domino, you're another domino, and now the WIC has sent out invites to 10 other schools because they want to replace you and Audubon. And now the Hawkeye 10 is getting angles. Missouri River has come into it. It's kind of crazy how the dominoes have fallen and things are kind of taking off here in this side of the state.
Well, I think the dominoes have been falling for a long time. And I think it really kind of shows the geographic and the seismic shift of schools. I mean, we've had for those old guys like myself, when we first came into the Western Iowa Conference, we were a solid 2A school in boys and girls. And, 10, 12 years later, that's not the case anymore in the Western Iowa Conference. We would, from an enrollment standpoint, be the smallest school and would continue to be the smallest school for, the next 10 years. So I just think over, a period of 5 to 10 years, everybody has ups and downs in terms of enrollment. And sometimes conference affiliation is is that's one of the factors in conference affiliation is schools get bigger, schools get smaller. I mean, when I was in high school, Audubon was a much larger school. Now, you know, they were like a 2A school. Now they're an 8-man school. And that's just how things go. They're still really, really good people there. That's just, you know, from an attendance standpoint, you have to adjust.
Yeah. Are there any differences at all, do you feel like, in switching conferences?
Well, I think there's going to be some differences. Obviously, I think the schedules are going to be a little bit different, obviously, in how they conduct their schedules. But by and large, I think we'll be able to adjust, and I think our coaches, you know, will be happy. That's one of the other factors too, is we had a lot of conversation with our coaches, and they were all very much in favor of making that switch.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like you said, a good fit. It made sense geographically, save some money. That's administrators like that, saving money. What has been the community response, if anything? Has it been positive, indifferent, you know, towards leaving the WIC and going to the RVC?
Well, I think, you know, some of the people we've talked to, they understand the move. I think they're excited to know that, you know, some of the trips are going to be shorter there. Obviously, there's concern. You know, they want to ensure that there's always enough JV games and there's always enough junior high games and things like that. But we'll always have to look at who is fielding what for teams and adjust our schedules accordingly.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a win-win situation. Let's hope it does that. Let's hope that the next couple of years will be easy for transition. Really appreciate your time, and thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Corey McCarville, he's the athletic director at ICAM Manning, joining us here on KSOM.